welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. I am James Marino from Broadway Radio and BroadwayStars.com. Matt is off tonight seeing Three Sisters. I'm not sure if he's actually seeing the Chekhov play or actually on a date with three women. We'll let you know tomorrow. First up in the news, Amelie opens on Broadway last night. The new Broadway musical Amelie opened at the Walter Kerr Theater. Tony nominee Philippa Sue returned to Broadway in Amelie, a new musical based upon the five-time Oscar-nominated film. I'm going to give you just a little snippet of each one of these reviewers. Ben Brantley writes in the New York Times, featuring a book by Craig Lucas and music by Daniel Messi, with a lush voice Philippa Sue in the title row, it is pleasant to look at, easy to listen to, and oddly recessive. It neither offends nor enthralls. David Cody in Time Out New York writes, some things simply work better on film. Matt Winman from AM New York says, Sue, looking stunning, giving a winning, seemingly effortless performance, and there are nice supporting terms from Adam Chandler Barat as Amelie's sensitive crush and Tony Shelton as her elderly neighbor. You appreciate their hard work, but it doesn't really come together. Robert Kahn from NBC New York says, Hamilton Tony nominee Philippa Sue returns to Broadway this month in a well-intentioned but uninspiring musical adaptation of the quirky 2001 film Amelie. David Rooney from Hollywood Reporter says, a dubious quote plastered outside the Walter Kerr Theater declares, it's impossible not to be charmed by Amelie, a new musical. I'd call that fake news, he writes. Jeremy Gerard over at Deadline writes, I had the luxury of seeing Amelie twice. I admit to finding its charms more readily revealed on the second viewing. The score, for one thing, is more sophisticated than a single hearing suggests, and perhaps more cunning. There are what struck me as Sondheim Sunday in the Park in-jokes when the score turns to the knowing painter, played with lovely humanity by Tony Shelton, and there is a delicacy in the love story of Amelie and the young man Adam Chandler Barat with The Curious Hobby. Charles Isherwood over at Broadway News. Hey, Charles Isherwood over at Broadway News wrote, Sue almost single-handedly transforms this sugar-rich gossamer adaptation of the popular French movie into an emotional, rewarding evening. We'll have a link to Broadway World's Roundup review in the notes, so you can see all of the reviews there in one spot. Next up in the news, it's announced that Jane Krakowski and Christopher Jackson will announce the 2017 Tony nominations. The nominations announcement will be streamed at TonyAwards.com and come to you directly from the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center on Tuesday, May 2nd. CBS will cover the event, and you can start watching it either on CBS or TonyAwards.com at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We knew that this was coming, but we're starting to get more news on the new Broadway production of 1984, the play. Tom Sturridge, Olivia Wilde, and Reed Birney will lead the cast. This production is adapted and directed by Robert Ickey and Duncan McMillan, and 1984 arrives in the New York on the heels of four wildly successful UK runs. The limited engagement begins on May 18th and opens on June 22nd at Broadway's New Hudson Theater on 44th Street. Significant Other, playing over at the Booth Theater, has set an end date in July. So tickets are available through July 2nd. So if you want to see Significant Other, get over to the Booth Theater and get some tickets now. I know that we've talked about this a few times, but Cagney is marking its one-year off-Broadway anniversary and a possible transfer to Broadway. We keep mentioning this because it's really impressive for an off-Broadway show to make it a year in that space. And so we'll have to see if we will see Cagney come back to Broadway in a full production, but congratulations to them. It is playing off-Broadway through Sunday, May 28th, 2017, and we'll have a total of 502 performances at that time, which includes 21 previews. Bette Midler, starring in the runaway hit Hello, Dolly, will have to slow down for just a moment to pick up a special 2017 Drama League Award. The 83rd Annual Drama League Awards are set for Friday afternoon, May 19th, 2017, at the Marriott Marquis Theater. So if you want to find out if you can get over there and see it, or for more information, go to dramaleague.org. Yesterday, the Broadway grosses were announced, and some raw figures for you now. There's 38 shows playing. A total of 311,207 tickets were sold, with a total of $34,447,050 in revenue across all of Broadway, with an average ticket sale of $110.69. Those total figures are up from last week and also up from a year ago. Some really interesting things to note here. Jeremy Gerard wrote in Deadline.com. The headline is great. It says, "Women rock Broadway box office as Sarah Bareilles, Bette Midler break records." So we'll put a link to that in the show notes, and you can check out all those things. But, of course, Hamilton is taking in top numbers. We have amazing numbers for Sunset Boulevard, War Paint, Sally Field and the Glass Menagerie. And, of course, Hello, Dolly! Is still bringing in top numbers as well. We have two quick articles in the recommendations section that I would like you to take a look at. Philip Baroff over at Cranes New York wrote a story about, it's very interesting, about the Times reviewing shows twice and giving them good reviews before they get to Broadway, and when they come to Broadway, hitting them hard, and the comparisons between a bunch of shows that have happened in that realm. Also, Mark Harshberg over at Forbes wrote a piece on Garth Drabinsky. Garth Drabinsky, as if we've never said goodbye. And so a little recap of Garth's career, plus what's happening with Suzaska right now. So get over to Forbes as well and read that. Those links will be in the show notes. That wraps it up for today's episode of Today on Broadway. Matt is going to be back with you for the next 2 days as I see the Glass Menagerie and the play that went wrong. And I will be back with you on Friday. Have a good one.